This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up. One of the joys of this job, I must tell you, is to be out on farms visiting with growers who produce every crop imaginable. Last week, I was on the farm of a Wisconsin producer who has, in his career, produced milk, tobacco, corn, soybeans, canning peas. About 6 weeks ago, I was on a farm in North Carolina with a producer who provides to us everything from pickles to pigs. And one thing I hear from all of you in agriculture is the increasing pressure to find efficiencies whenever and wherever you can. Well, Mystic Lubricants wants to help you do that. From JT8 super heavy-duty engine oils to JT6 greases to JT5 universal transhydraulic fluid, the Mystic legendary family of lubes is specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions, and maybe to take a little bit of the pressure off your shoulders whenever possible. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com, M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Do you still have to pin down that summer or fall vacation destination yet? Well, a list is out of the 10 best lake towns in North America, and four of the 10 are here in the heartland, including Lake Geneva in Wisconsin, Lake Okoboji in Iowa, Grand Lake in Colorado, and one of the 10 lake towns listed is Saugatuck in Michigan, on the shores of Lake Michigan. The scenery, the entertainment, the restaurants, the family things to do figured into those recommendations. From This Week in Agribusiness, some key government grain industry reports come out tomorrow. Private estimates have been released by Reuters, and the traders estimate the corn stocks figure as of June 1st will be more than 5.2 billion bushels. Soybeans, 1.2 billion. And a wheat supply should come in at just over 1 billion bushels. Then there's the planted acreage report. It should show U.S. soybean acreage higher than corn at better than 89.5 million acres, while corn acreage is pegged at more than 88.5 million. The estimate for all wheat acres, just over 47 million. The planted acreage and grain stocks reports are due out tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. Also from This Week in Agribusiness, have you priced a building or have you farmers priced a grain bin since the talk of the tariff war heated up? Richard Brock says U.S. steel prices have jumped 30% since January. Brock says think what this has done to the construction cost of a grain bin. Richard Brock, farm advisor, will be a guest on our television show This Week in Agribusiness this coming weekend. Did you hear that the Wichita, Kansas flamingo has now been spotted all the way down in Texas? Now, members of a Texas Parks and Wildlife Department crew were tickled pink when they spotted that African flamingo flying among the seagulls last week. This is flamingo number 492. That's the tag that the flamingo has, the tag that escaped from the Wichita Zoo. Well, it was 13 years ago. That flamingo has been seen in places like Wisconsin and Louisiana and now in Texas. That's today's Midwest Digest. Brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.